Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
Well, a red day for the cattle futures market. We were down 47 in the August live cattle, 134.92. October's down 37, 139.55. The December's down 87 here at 145.42. February live 70 lower at 150.42. So out there in the spring months, we're roughly $20 higher than the current price of 135. So some optimistic trade out there in the 2023 contracts. The market as a whole on live cattle has been pretty steady. There's quite a bit of difference between the South and the North cash trade. But the futures market here holding together pretty well. It's steady. August feeder cattle were down 255 at 176.35. The September's $1.95 higher at 179.67. Hedgers have been benefiting by this lower cash or feeder cattle futures market because the cash market has been pretty good. And so today's sell-off kind of benefited, I think, people that had sold cattle this week and kept their hedges. Up to this point, we're still significantly a little over $5 off the low from four trading days ago, at least on the September, and we're still above some critical moving averages. Cattle on feed next Friday, so a week from today we'll have a cattle on feed. Box beef today was up 82 at midday, choice at 268.57, select unchanged here at 241.91.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Today's grain futures were mixed and actually kind of quiet, except for wheat was down sharply at one point. We have some pretty hot and dry weather forecasted across the Midwest, although they did get some rain today in parts of northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. It doesn't seem like that's going to be a whole lot of benefit for the crop as a whole. So it's really dry, and that's the story of pretty much every grain trade we've talked about throughout the past couple of days, is how hot the forecast is. And it really goes out about 2 weeks. Of above normal temperatures and normal to below normal precip. So that's going to stress this corn and soybean crop. The market really hadn't reflected that with December corn up 2 3/4 here at 603 3/4. One thing to note is all the way out to next July, we've held $6 throughout this whole sell-off up to this point. So it's been become pretty good support. The bean market unchanged here, anywhere from 5 lower to about 2 higher. November up 1 1/4 at 1342. Chicago wheat 15 to 19 lower. Kansas City September was down 11 1/4 at 837.5. The December down 11.5 at 845.25. At one point today, those contracts did make new lows for this move, so that was disappointing. But it didn't have additional follow through. It actually came back and bounced off that. So hopefully that'll become support.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you or not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.